From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the EU migrant distribution plan moves forward. The European Parliament has backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries. EU lawmakers voted to approve the measure Thursday, 372 to 124. There were 54 abstentions. The next move is for EU interior ministers to approve the plan. U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they have been for the last several years. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy.
The committee anticipates that inflation will remain quite low in the coming months. As these temporary effects fade, and importantly, as the labor market improves further, we expect inflation to move gradually back toward our 2% objective.
Yellen spoke to journalists in Washington Thursday. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Guibert Diendéré spoke today to VOA one day after soldiers overthrew the West African country's transitional government. The general said the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased. Chilean officials say the death toll has risen from 10, to 10 rather, from an earthquake. Late Wednesday, the quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. This is VOA News.